Do you know any surgeons who sculpt, physiotherapists that paint, dentists who draw? If you do, send them in the direction of John Julius Gallery. The new gallery is exclusively for past and present health sector workers to exhibit their art. Gastroenterologist and painter John Julius is behind the gallery and is on the line to talk to us about it. G'day, John. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Danae. Thanks very much for having me on your show and for your interest.
When did you decide to pick up a paintbrush?
Probably 20 years ago. Look, my journey into this down this pathway started off perhaps precipitated by a comment that I made in passing to my wife when our children were young, that I should start painting. And she ended up purchasing a Christmas book on watercolour painting for me. And whilst others have questioned the wisdom of watercolour painting being a difficult medium to paint in, and that was perhaps ignorance on my part to start with, but from a purely practical perspective, when our three kids were young, I could keep my little creations in progress with paints on a tray and hidden on the top of a fridge and bring them out for 20 or 30 minutes in the evening after they'd gone to bed. So, and things have evolved since then.
At what stage did you realise there were so many other people in the health sector who had arts practices too?
Well, a few people have got arts practices. They've got art as a hobby. But most people are busy in their day-to-day existence, as we all are in our different professions and jobs in life. And many of us have our own hobbies, be it art or sport or reading. But healthcare is a very social existence. And we're often just reflecting and talking about what we've done at the weekend or in the last week. And it's remarkable when you start talking about the fact that I do some art, that other people open up and talk about their interest in various artistic pursuits as well.
I must say I hadn't thought about arts so much because I'm used to people in the health sector being involved in things like choir and playing in bands, and I guess it's that musical bent that I was more familiar with. But once I started to think about it, it makes a lot of sense, those incredible skills, motor skills, and a need to decompress. Is that part of why so many health practitioners are also artists?
Oh, I think so, yes. But at the end of the day, look, health practitioners aren't too different and shouldn't be seen as being too different to many other people in society who've got an interest in painting or sculpting or doing something which is just a little bit different in their time off.
You've described the gallery as being for the artistic clinician or the clinical artisan. Why is now the right time to open the John Julius Gallery?
Well, part of it is the stage of career that that I'm at. My background is that I've worked in both the public and the private sector for many years. I'm not quite close to retirement, but in my retirement years, at some point in time in the future, I don't want to just suddenly give up medicine and potter away at home. And it struck me that one comment that I've heard from many people in the healthcare industry is that having suddenly stopped work in the social existence that we have at work, both with patients and other staff, it can be a little bit lonely. In stopping, and I, at a personal level, I thought that this was an opportunity for me, at a very selfish level, to have a place where I could meet with other like-minded people. I could be a little bit of a studio for myself, and it could be a place where I could hang. But then as the months and the years have passed, and with those passing conversations about art with work colleagues over the years, it struck me that such a space could be a place where other healthcare workers could exhibit, and then members of the public could perhaps see an alternative side of the healthcare worker.
I'd love to see some of the art hung in different health settings too, so that it's not always just big, expensive, fabulous artwork that we see at clinics and hospitals.
Yeah, look, it's there's a range of so in the first instance, I have met or come across seven other individuals, so there are eight of us as inaugural artists. And a range of healthcare professions, a registered nurse, a physiotherapist, a medical illustrator, speech therapist, a retired GP, a midwife, young hospital doctor, and myself. There's a range of different techniques, media that we work with. A couple of those people that I've just mentioned are sculptures or arranged dried flower arrangements, and the others are watercolorists, use acrylic, pastels, mixed media.
Fantastic.
A range of different types of media used, and of course, you know, when as for those who are listening who are painters, of course, we're not necessarily just painting a picture, it's our interpretation of what we're seeing. So there's a range of both media, but also ways in which we're expressing the vision that we're looking at or we wish to portray.
What sort of medium is the medical illustrator working in?
He's a watercolourist.
Of course.
So Ralph has a background in multimedia and has worked at Princess Margaret and at Royal Perth Hospital most recently, and he currently is in charge of the medical illustrations and multimedia section of the hospital there. And he's been a long-term watercolourist and has enjoyed his watercolour work. So I have known Ralph, not in more recent years, but in my existence at Royal Perth Hospital myself some years ago. That's where I first met Ralph, and it's nice to have him on board as well.
Sounds like a great place to see beautiful work, socialise, and to see the fullness of humanity. John Julius Gallery. Whereabouts are you, John?
So we're in Hay Street in Subiaco, 421 Hay Street in Subiaco. We're about a dozen shops or premises up from the Rockaby Road Hay Street intersection. Mm-hmm. People will probably be more familiar with the Subiaco Hotel and the Regal Theatre, which is on that intersection. And we're just half a dozen or ten shops towards the city up Hay Street.
So next time you're looking for somewhere to check out the art, head to johnjuliusart.com. You'll find out all the details of the Subiaco Gallery. John, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Can I interrupt just one moment and say that, that you and your colleagues have been very good at being interested at the work that we're doing. Renovations are just finishing right at the moment, and literally as we speak, we're hanging, and we're not quite open, but I hope within the next fortnight we'll be open to the public.
That's great news. Thanks again for chatting with us.
Very grateful. Thanks for your time, Danae.
That's John Julius and the John Julius Art Gallery in Subiaco. Check it out in a couple of weeks when it's open, johnjulius.art.com.